Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think you're going to find this interesting. So tonight, the New York Mets play the Philadelphia Phillies at Citi Field.
By the way, we're on TV now on SNY.
Yes. Hello, SNY.
There you go.
Noah Syndergaard will be at Citi Field tonight. He is not pitching this weekend, but he will be in the building.
Right.
The New York Mets, according to Tim Healy, who covers the Mets for Newsday.
No, they're not.
Will be playing a tribute video for Noah Syndergaard.
No. You can't give a tribute video to Noah Syndergaard. The guy couldn't win. First of all, was he really that good? Okay, let's start with that. Number two, he couldn't wait to leave. He gave this nonsense, okay? And I used to like Syndergaard.
I know.
But he gave you this garbage, okay? Oh, I want to be a Met forever. And it couldn't wait to go. Who was he kidding? How can you possibly? Steve Cohen, intervene.
Intervene.
You can't give a video tribute to Noah Syndergaard. You can't do that.
The only thing.
Can't do that.
Just hear me.
A bad job.
Hear me out on
Do you agree
this.
With you? Do you think you should?
I'm not saying I agree. I'm very mixed about it. I'm not mixed. I know you're
and
not
And I used
mixed.
To like Syndergaard, but I'm not mixed.
So I agree with everything you said about the way it ended here. You're 100%
Terrible.
Right, and it pissed me off. Totally agree with you, okay? So the ending was a little bitter, and I think overall his tenure here was a disappointment.
Of course.
I agree with all of that.
Absolutely.
Here's the part where I hesitate. They don't get to the World Series without him.
I get it.
Like, he was such a big part.
And he pitched that great game against Bumgarner in the playoff game against the Giants.
Yeah, the 2016 game. But forget even 2016.
That.
Like, in the World Series, the one game they won.
Right, Syndergaard.
Was started and won by Noah Syndergaard.
And he dusted the leadoff hitter right
yes,
away.
Yes, and he dusted Cedis Escobar.
That's the guy,
Escobar. And we all love it. We all thought it was great.
I can't give him a video tribute.
Well, that's the part I'm mixed about, because I don't know what. What makes you deserve a video tribute? Like, what's the line? Like, David Lee of the New York Knicks got a video tribute. What does that mean?
Let me ask you this question.
Yes.
David Lee got a video.
He did.
Did he really?
Yes. Oh, come on. He did.
That's unbelievable. But that's ridiculous.
Once a Knick, always a Knick.
Yeah, right.
David Lee.
David Lee, give me a break.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. A video. This. You got to be around. Like, all right, let me ask you this. That's what I was thinking. I was losing my train of thought. All right. So let's say that Cespedes was still playing.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And on another team.
Yeah.
Does he get a video tribute?
I think he has to.
No, I agree with that.
You agree with me.
Yes.
Okay.
But not Syndergaard.
All right. I got a good one. And I don't remember what they did, because this guy did come back.
Okay.
Matt Harvey.
You know, I got a warmer feeling in my heart for Matt Harvey than I do for Noah Syndergaard.
Because of the success overall on the field,
well,
or because
he was the first of that group.
Okay, fair enough. He was.
And he took the world by storm.
Yep.
And I just, he's become to me kind of almost a sympathetic figure. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's become,
well, I agree.
He's become, and I just, like, what he did in game five and demanding the baseball. And I know he didn't win, but demanding the baseball, I want this game to go out there and do it. That meant something. That means a lot to me as a Met fan.
I totally get that, and I agree with you. Noah Syndergaard made more starts than Matt Harvey.
Did he?
He did.
That's surprising.
His overall numbers are clearly better than Matt Harvey.
Yeah, right.
And
right.
A lot of that is that Harvey fell way off at the end.
He
and
did.
I acknowledge
way
that.
Off at the end.
Obviously, the best of Harvey was better than the best of Syndergaard.
Yes.
But
no
Harvey
doubt.
Made fewer starts. He wasn't as successful. And as much as you talk about Game 5, where I agree, Noah won his game.
He did win.
Like, he didn't need anything. They won
that
game.
They did win.
Based on the standard you lay out for Matt Harvey, why not Syndergaard?
Yeah. I guess it's just because, like, I guess the big reason is the way he left.
Yeah, you know, I get that.
When you give me the nonsense that you love it here, oh, I want to be here forever, and then 10 minutes later, oh, he signed with the Angels? What?
I think
didn't that make you delirious?
Yeah, I was annoyed.
Of course.
But I think sometimes these things happen and you realize a few months later or a few years later, that's the best thing that ever happened to me. You know what I mean?
Well.
Sometimes it's happened with women where you're like, oh, thank God that didn't work out. Right. It's the best thing that ever happened to me.
Right.
If the New York Mets had re-signed Noah Syndergaard, is Max Scherzer here? Is Chris Bassett here?
Yeah.
The answer
I wish Zach Wheeler was still here.
Well, that's a different that's a
story. You know how I feel
now,
about
did
that.
They, and I'm trying to remember, did they do a tribute for Zach Wheeler?
I don't know.
I think they did.
Did they?
But I also think the way Wheeler left, our bitterness was at the Mets and not Zach.
Yeah, no. It was on the Mets, yeah.
But in terms of postseason accomplishments, obviously Zach Wheeler didn't do anything here.
No.
He wasn't pitching that year.
No,
he was hurt.
Right, right.
So I understand your reaction to it. And by the way, looking at Twitter's reaction, most people are very much anti-video for Noah Syndergaard. I'm just telling you I'm mixed because I do think he had some pretty damn good moments here with the Mets.
No, I'm not saying he didn't. And there was a time where I thought he was going to be the best of all of them. There was a time.
No, I know.
But I just, when I heard that, when he signed with the Angels, I was so ticked off at this guy.
Yeah.
You know?
No,
give me a break. You know?
But looking at what he did with Anaheim and what he's done with Philadelphia.
He did nothing.
He is never even matching what he did in that
2016. No, he's never going to be that guy again.
And that's incredible to me. Because in 2016, when he's 23 years old and he's going to the All-Star game and he's going toe-to-toe with Madison Bumgarner, we looked at him and said, we got a guy.
Yeah.
We got a guy.
I did.
And look what happened after that. He got hurt very quickly in 2017, the whole I'm not going for the MRI thing. He missed a lot of time in 2018. And then in 2019, he wasn't any good. Like, all of a sudden, he's
stuck.
Not that good. Right. Then he misses all of 2020 and 2021.
Right.
And then 2022, the year where, yes, I wanted him back, you wanted him back. What would he have been? He'd be what the guy he is, which is a mediocre guy.
Yeah.
He never turned out. And he's about to turn 30, by the way. In two weeks, he's going to be 30
years
old.
It's really amazing. I mean, you look at those five pitchers, and I include, obviously, Matt's in this, right? And, you know, the guys that they had, Wheeler, the other, is a... The fact that, you know, the only guy left is DeGrom.
He is the only guy left, yeah.
And while Wheeler's still a very good pitcher.
Yes.
But all these other guys have really flamed out.
Yeah. Well, Matz is a serviceable back-of-the-rotation guy.
He's okay.
No, but that's all he is, back-of-the-rotation.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. I mean, I shouldn't say flamed out.
Harvey's essentially flamed out of baseball.
Right.
And Syndergaard looks like a middle-to-back-of-the-rotation guy. So with it all said and done, the one guy the Mets kept... was the guy who turned out to be the best.
The best of all.
But Zach Wheeler continues to go out there and make 30 starts every year.
I told you, it's one of the three worst non-free agent signings in the history of the Mets that they didn't keep those guys.
It was a bad one.
Yep.
No, I agree. Yep. It was bad because you finally saw Zach Wheeler breaking through. You finally saw him becoming that guy.
And now he's like a workhorse now.
I know.
It's unbelievable.
And it does make it worse that he's in the division.
Of course.
If he had signed with the Detroit Tigers and was doing this.
I'd still be mad.
We'd be mad.
But it's not as bad.
Exactly.
Right.
But the Mets are going to see him. He's actually going to pitch on Sunday.
Yeah.
And if the Mets...
beat him. Didn't they beat him last time? They beat him last time.
Let's
go beat him again.
They didn't have success against him, I think, last year or the year before. But now they've started to have a little bit more success against him.
Yeah.
But they may see him in the playoffs, man. I mean, the Phillies are very much a possibility.
Phillies are definitely potentially in the playoffs. I would agree.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.